Money doesn't own me. Write this down. Money is a very poor master, but it's a great servant. Money loves to go and take direction from me. But if you aren't giving your money direction, girl, it will just own you. That spirit of mammon will be over you. It will rule your life. And you got to break up with that spirit of mammon and say, hey, money, you're going to help me build God's kingdom today. Here's where you're going to go, and here's how you're going to be multiplied, and here's how you're already making your way back to me.
Hello, and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned, because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it.
Hello, Mommy Millionaires. We're recording a live podcast episode over on Instagram right now. And I ask people, you know, what do you need help with when it comes to money? So I have Angie on here, and Angie owns several fitness studios. And she says, why do I always give friends discounts? Have you ever struggled with this? Do you find yourself giving away free stuff to your friends all the time? Your friends should be the ones that are paying full price. The people-pleasing mentality is the part of you that needs to give your friends discounts, okay? It's the part of you that says, oh, you know what? You're nice to me, so I should give you a discount. That's not a business decision. Now, I understand, like, there's going to be times where you want to give away things, but if you find yourself in this constant pattern of having to do that, I guarantee you it's because you have this people-pleasing little girl inside of you who wants to be liked, doesn't want to disappoint people. And so what we want to do is go and spend time with the people-pleaser inside of you. Where did she start to come up? Where did this little girl learn that she was supposed to give people discounts, that she was supposed to discount herself and her goods in order to get people to like her, and that whole story? So if you can think about that right now, when did that people-pleasing tendency start? I remember for me, like in elementary school, I just wanted to fit in. I was the new girl at school and I wanted people to like me. So I took care of people around me. I would do things for people to get them to like me. That's the same thing as you giving discounts for your products or your service. So go and spend time with her. What do I mean by that? Go and love on her. You just got to close your eyes and see, where is she at? When did that start? How is that little girl feeling today? And what does she need right now? She needs to know that she is going to be loved no matter what, no matter how much she charges her friends for the services or products that she's giving them, she's going to be loved. A true friend will pay full price, period. End of story. They just will. They don't want you to give them the discount. Okay. You know, I have a friend that has opened up a fitness boutique here. I'm the first one to go and get a year-long membership to help her out. That's what friends should do. If my friend starts a direct sales company or business, I'm like, yes, sign me up, like order me the goods, because that's what true friends do. True friends don't go, oh, can I try it? Can you give me some stuff for free? Like, hello, you know my struggles in my life, girl. Get on that link and pay full price. Okay. Such a good question. Somebody else on Instagram wants to know, do you believe in using credit cards? Yes, I do believe in using credit cards, but you have to use credit cards responsibly. So if you have a tendency to overspend and not live life in alignment with your long-term goals, I don't believe you should have a credit card just yet. When Chase and I first got married, we used the envelope system, because I grew up in a family where nobody had credit cards, but they spent cash like it was burning a hole in their pocket. Okay. They're like, how fast can I spend this money right now? And so Chase was like, you're going to make us go broke. And so we went on the envelope plan so I could learn the power of a dollar. right? I had to stretch $200 in a month to pay for all of our groceries. And I'm like, dude, this is a little bit harder than swiping a credit card every single time to pay for something. So it really helped me have that discipline. So that's the first thing. Do you have the discipline to only spend what you have and pay it off at the end of every month? If you have that discipline, perfecto. Use those credit cards. Now, using credit cards aren't going to help you get rich, but they do have a lot of perks that come along with them. I know for me, I have a Nordstrom credit card because I spend so much money at Nordstrom, and like I get thousands and thousands of dollars worth of free stuff at Nordstrom every year. And I'm like, heck yeah, like why not take that perk? Because I've used it to my advantage, okay? And I love the Amex Platinum because we always get a late checkout and we always get an early check-in. And what do? Dude, I sometimes like pay that off. Like if you're learning how to build up your credit and you haven't built up the discipline muscle, pay it off every week. Don't wait for the 30 days. Pay that thing off every single week, okay? And like, here's the thing. Credit cards, like you don't want to have 10 and max out all 10, okay? You want to look and see which ones are the best credit cards that are in alignment with what I am trying to do for my family. If you're trying to build wealth for your family, it's really good to have a low interest credit card that has a high limit. We're at some point you might need to put $100,000 on that credit card, pay it off at the end of the month if you're doing a flip or you're doing Amazon stores or whatever you're doing. So I definitely do believe in credit cards, but again, use them wisely. If you don't have the discipline, grab every credit card you have right now and freaking cut those babies up, okay? So you've got to really build that muscle up, all right? What other questions do we have about money, you guys? I love you. I'm so excited to just be on here and be chatting with all of you today. Some people, if you saw your family overspend when you were growing up, you get this need to save. Saving will not make you rich. I repeat, saving will not make you rich. What happens when you put your money in a savings account? Let's think about this, you guys. What happens when you put your money in a savings account? The bank goes out and uses your money to make that bank richer. That's what it's doing. So you've got to learn how to have this investor's mindset and say, where can my money make more money for me right now? It's not going to be in a savings account. It's like, I have $1 million in my savings account right now. You know how much interest I made on that? I don't know, $2. It's not a lot. That's not how you make a lot of money. And the only reason I have money in my savings account is because I'm waiting it up. I'm getting that baby built up because I'm going and getting an apartment complex on my own. So I have a reason why it's in that savings account because I don't feel like it's safe anywhere else. Okay. I'm going to let the bank use that money right now, but I got a plan for it and I don't let it stay there for long. Okay. I'm willing to go broke and have zero in the savings to go and put it into an apartment complex where it's going to generate cash flow for me, not the bank. I want to be the bank. I want to be the bank. Okay. So that's all I'm saying about savings accounts. Like people have this like, oh, it makes me feel so good to have this amount in here, but make sure you have that investor's mindset. How do I make my money work for me? You're never going to get rich having it in a savings account. Do I do a monthly budget for my household bills? I have what's called an alignment plan. So we know what our monthly investments are going to be. And I like to call certain things investments. So a light bill, that's an investment in the quality of my life because, girl, I need lights on, right? I like to call the water bill, it's an investment in the quality of my life. So I feel very empowered around all these investments I'm making into my family. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely got to have that alignment plan. And what I like to do is, and this is also going to be, we're going to be bringing this to you guys to really teach you this, but you've got to have this mindset of, I got to pay myself before I pay the bills. You've got to pay yourself before you pay your bills. What does that mean? Take 10% off the top. And hopefully as you start making more money, you're taking 20%. I take 20% off the top of everything, put it into an investment account. Inside of that investment account, that's how I'm going to get ahead. Do you see what I mean here? So get in the habit of doing that, then go and make those investments in your bills and in the other companies. Because if you're doing it backwards and you're paying everybody else before you pay yourself, how are you ever going to get ahead? Because then most of you won't have enough left over, right? You know, people say overspending or impulsive spending is a deep-rooted problem. Like, I know somebody that was actually clinically diagnosed as being an overspender. A clinical diagnosis, the shopping problem came from her insecurity issues. So if you find yourself overspending, first of all, it might be because you don't have a goal. You know, like if you don't have your money like and a plan for it, then you just think like, you know, buying this or that is a better option for you. I would much rather go and spend my money in a way where it's going to be making money for me rather than have it in a piece of clothing. Like if I had to choose, right? And sometimes you do have to choose. In the beginning, you have to do things you don't want to do. You want to have the jacket and you want to have the investment. But sometimes in the beginning, you don't get to have both. And you've got to be willing to sacrifice. A winner is willing to sacrifice, okay? A winner is willing to sacrifice these little things so they can have the big things that most people will never, ever have. So get clear on what you want. Where am I going? Where am I taking my family? Then create a plan for your money. Money doesn't own me. Write this down. Money is a very poor master, but it's a great servant. Money loves to go and take direction from me. But if you aren't giving your money direction, girl, it will just own you. That spirit of mammon will be over you. It will rule your life. And you got to break up with that spirit of mammon and say, hey, money, you're going to help me build God's kingdom today. Here's where you're going to go and here's how you're going to be multiplied and here's how you're already making your way back to me. I don't like the word budget. Budget feels like budge. It's like, ooh, like it makes me feel like a stuffed sausage. I'm just like restricted, right? Who likes to walk around feeling like life is restricted? Nobody likes to feel that way. I don't want to feel like a stuffed sausage. I want to be in alignment with my goals. So what is your money goals? I want to be a billionaire. And I will proudly say that I am a billionaire. Like inside, I already am a billionaire. Okay. It's just a matter of time. It's like time's got to catch up and the action's got to catch up. I believe that. And so I want to think like a millionaire. I want to do what the billionaires do. And if I'm going to do that, I got to make wise choices about where my money is going. How is it working for me right now? So the alignment plan. Right? Put all your monthly household things in there. You know, I have my housekeeper in there. I have all of my employees in my alignment plan. Hello, having employees is in my alignment plan because they help me as a mom have the have it all lifestyle that I truly want. I want a luxury lifestyle. I want to be able to be with my kids. I got to go pick them up in 8 minutes. Okay. And I want to be able to get all the stuff that a multi-million dollar business can get done and be only working 4 hours a day. So you guys use words that are empowering you. If a budget makes you feel like a stuffed freaking sausage, then don't use a budget. Use an alignment plan. And instead of going, I can't afford that jacket. I can't afford this necklace that Kayla has on. What I want you to say is, you know what? That necklace is not in alignment with my goals at this moment, but I'm a resourceful human being. And I know it's just a matter of time that I can have the necklace and have the investment property and have a bigger income and, because you got to bless yourself. You got to speak life over yourself. You got to stop cursing yourself. Somebody, I can't afford that. Oh, one day, and you sound like a victim. Stop walking around like that. Okay. It's not going to work anymore. It's 2022. It's never been easier to be a millionaire, to become a billionaire. Start walking around in that power, in that authority. And all of a sudden, guess what? You speak life over yourself. You're going to start seeing more opportunities. Okay. More opportunity is everywhere, baby. All right. What I want to leave you with is money is your friend. It is. And the sooner you can get into a great relationship with your friend money, guess what? The sooner you're going to start having money come back to you multiplied. It's going to come back to you multiplied. You got to talk to money like it's a friend. You know, I'd be like, hey, money, how you doing today? I'm going to need you to go out and come back 10x. Okay. So I'm going to put you over here in this investment and I'll see you in about 5 years. I love you. Okay. Go make it happen. See you later. Like legit, I know that sounds corny, but like that is how powerful you are. God said, I gave man dominion over the earth. So So us as humans, we are the most resourceful beings out there. That's why we're still alive. So you get to tell the money. Money's a tool. I'll see you in 5 years. That's what I say every time I make an investment. I'll see you. Might be 5 or 6 years, but I'm going to see you again. And you're going to bring back a lot more of your friends with you. I love you guys. Thanks for listening in.
Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.